So remember when I said I was going to stop drinking during this whole pandemic?
Yep.
That lasted maybe like, I want to say a month.
A month?
I am lying. That lasted, so bad right now.
That lasted you like a week.
Whatever! I tried my darndest to not have anything to drink. Mm. I had every intention of accomplishing that for myself, which leads us into today's episode of why people quit so early on and what it's going to take for them to believe in themselves.
That's a good one. We both have some experiences with that, so this ought to be a good topic of discussion for an episode, if you will.
So, look, I get it. Sometimes chasing your dreams just isn't what it used to be, you know? It can be very exhausting.
It can be exhausting, you say?
Yeah, especially when you're, like, doing everything that you can to, like, make your goals happen. And then, like, you know when, like, shit just starts happening to you? And you're just like, can I just get a break? Like,
right.
Why? Yeah, and then, like, or maybe, like, just someone doesn't believe in you, and that can be really tough, too, you know?
I think that has more of a impact than just a bunch of stuff happening that just, like, piles on. Because that's, like, you know, like, a bunch of stuff piles on, it's more and more, and you're like, I really need a break, can I get a break? But when people are, like, not believing in you and people are being negative towards you, I think that has, like, a larger impact on it because that's more of a mental disruptor. Because it's one thing to have situations thrown at you, but when you actually have people, like, looking at you and talking to you, you can hear that replaying in your head over and over again. But I think that's just me. I think that's more of an impact on that.
But, like, who are you really doing it for if you're listening to all of them? Are you doing it for them or are you doing it for yourself?
Exactly. Because if you're doing it for yourself, it's one thing to kind of like let it affect you a little bit, kind of get you down. But if you're doing it for yourself, that is something that you can use and, you know, as motivation or use it like as ammo for yourself. Or, you know, like Blade said, use it.
Use the force, you will.
Yeah, that's two different movies, but okay.
I don't know. Something about, like, Yoda. Especially Baby Yoda. Oh, my gosh. I want a Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They're so cute. So, I had a dream one.
Okay, well, do tell. This ought to be good. Let's hear it.
I don't know if I, like, told you, where I wanted to be a singer.
This is a good one. Y'all listen up. This is a good one.
So, there I was. I was maybe about 5 or 6, and I was yapping away about how I wanted to be a singer. And then, so, I'm like, you know, when, like, oh my, I understand this now because Mason does this to me. Mason, my son, he does this to me and he's like showing me all this Minecraft stuff. And about like maybe the 100th time that he's shown me the same thing and he's like going through everything step by step, I'm like, I just kind of tune him out now.
He does like, it to me too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like, okay, honey. Like, and it's like you want to be supportive of your kids, and like you're just like you love them so gosh darn much, but god damn, will you just shut up? I don't care. I don't care. So, I get it. Okay, I get it, Mom. I get why you did this, but there I was yapping away about how I wanted to be a singer. And of course, I don't have anything to like compare myself to, you know. I didn't know I was not going to be the songbird of our generation.
You do have the voice that's like a combination of Jesus and Fergie.
but yeah, so like I'm kind of like, so I'm like singing in front of my mom, and like I have like my hairbrush, and I'm like, Mom, can you listen to me? I'm like, I wrote this song. And there I am, like, singing, and she's just like, can you just, like, never do that again? Like, it was like, she basically was like, you sound awful. And I'm sure she said it a lot nicer, but, like, that's what I heard was, like, good.
Being a kid, trying to, like, you're really proud of yourself and, like, trying to show that you did something great, looking for support, and then you got ditted on.
Yeah, I turned into that little otter holding, like, the guitar, where it's, like, you're trying to show something amazing that you did on. And then they say, cool, change the subject.
That's fine. I'm going to take my guitar, and I'm going to go back to my body of water. But that's definitely, you know, I can imagine, especially when you're a kid looking for support and trying to get some sort of affirmation from your parentals.
Yeah, that's completely different too, though. As a kid, like, as a kid, you don't know. As a kid, like, you're just, like, you just have all these aspirations in your life. Like, oh, I want to fly, or, oh, one day I'm going to be president, which is not really far-fetched now, you know. But, so it's, like, you have all these, like, dreams of, like, what you really want to do with your life, and everything is possible when you're a kid. But then the further along that you go in life, it's, like, you have people telling you, like, that's unrealistic, like, you can't do that. And I think what sucks more now is that, you know, as you go on, let's say, like, in a relationship, like, with your partner, and your wife or your husband, they're like, oh, like, I want to start a business, or I want to write a book, or, you know, whatever it is, and then you have, like, your partner basically tell you, like, come on, like, I know you, like, you're not going to do any of that, like, you can't even get off the couch, or, like, they'll tell you, like, something that, like, puts you down.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, it's very discouraging to hear it from, like, someone that you love, you know?
Yeah, that makes it worse. It's like I'm like, you know what, you do that again, I'm a bust down in tears. yeah. You know what though? As you get older, and we picked a topic for this one because I actually am very passionate about achieving one's goals and dreams and naysayers and people and their negativity, because I fucking hate people, especially today, how negative people are and how shitty they are intentionally to others. And it's always people that are doing less than you. It's always people that aren't doing anything as good as you are. It's people that are jealous or envious, or they feel some type of way because they look at you and they see better than them. Those are always the people that immediately want to jump on the, that's bullshit, that's garbage, oh, look at this motherfucker, you ain't gonna do shit. Like, they just want to be negative and put you down.
Yeah, like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are to, like, believe you can accomplish that? You know, and I think, like, we met the other night.
Me, motherfucker. Me. That's who.
Me. What's up? Mic drop. Hi, Felicia. But, I mean, we said it the other night where it was, like, when people say stuff like that to you, they're not really talking to you. They're talking to themselves.
They are talking to themselves. Yes, Shamanahaya.
Shut up. I don't know what you say. You say something like that.
That was from Cat Williams.
I'm just trying to be like you.
No.
Great.
No, you're not.
I drink and I know things.
Yeah, I know. Says the shirt that I'm wearing right now.
I'm just going to start quoting different songs. Yeah. Right? Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, you got to creep on this one. Creep.
So, I mean, one of the things that I think people don't consider is, you know, like, having enough discipline to achieve what they want the most and considering succeeding. Like, what could possibly happen if something that you want in your career, a relationship, if you want more creativity, if you're imagining all the things that could happen in your life, and then your ego just starts to poke holes into everything.
Ooh.
And
pick me.
What? I pick you. I pick you.
So I'm going to put myself on blast here, and I'll go ahead and I'll be transparent, because what you're saying right now immediately was like, that's me. I did it.
You're like slowly raising your hand.
Yeah, I did. So I can honestly say that there are, and I've told you about these as well, like there are things that I've wanted to do in life that I had, like these ideas, these plans, these ambitions and goals and, you know, dreams of things that I wanted to do. And a lot of it, the reason why I ended up not following through, or I gave up, or I just didn't start altogether, was a lot of it had to do with fear. Fear of what people were going to say, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear that I just wasn't good enough. Like, some of the things that I'd wanted to do and I had ideas for were things that other people were already doing. So I was like, well, I mean, I'm just another person trying to do these same things. So what sets me apart from them, or what makes me any different or better, or not better, but like, what is going to make people or make me as successful at doing these things that these others are doing if they're already established with it? Like, am I going to have a good enough content? Am I going to have a good enough speaking voice? Am I going to be able to provide the same things, if not more, or at least like a different variant of it than they are? You know what I mean? So fear for a lot of things was one of the biggest things that kept me from not pursuing a lot of these things in my life.
Yeah. And I think, like, with some of the things that you said, people are buying into who you are. So there's, like this pen, for example. Like, there are so many pens in the world.
The color of the pen that I hold in my hand
is
royal blue.
There's so many, right?
Yeah.
But what makes this pen different? You know, like, is it the design? Is it, like, the ink? Like, what is it about it that made me want to purchase it? So, like, the same thing with you, you know? Like, what is it about you that makes me want to invest in you and in who you are that I can relate to, you know? And it's, like, for people that, like, I follow, or people that, you know, I feel are very inspirational. Like, I follow them because of what they bring to the table. Like, the right value that they create in my life, whether I know them personally or not. Like, just watching them work and seeing, like, how they've gone from, like, literally nothing to, like, they were persistent and they were constantly, like, it didn't matter, you know, how many followers they had. It didn't matter how many people were buying their things or listening to their podcasts or whatever, you know, they were just still doing it no matter what, you know. And it's easy to be like, you know what, my podcast isn't launching the way that I thought it would be, so nobody's even listening to me, so who cares, whatever, I'm just not going to do an episode this week, or just it doesn't matter, you know? And it's watching the people that literally started from nothing and are like, you know, up here, like, it's just a chart.
There's levels to this shit.
Yeah, there's levels. We're just trying to... Like, people don't understand that. People want to be up here.
Yeah.
But they're not okay with being down here.
To start
and
with.
And leveling up. They want to like, somehow, like, fast forward everything, you know, to the weight loss. They want to fast forward everything to, like, being famous or to having, you know, an X amount of following. And, like, they don't do the work. They just want the result. But if you're not willing to do the work, then what, I don't want to follow somebody that just, like, bought followers or that, you know, they've already had it made and they're just, you know, whatever. Yeah. And if you already have it made, fine. Do you, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at you. That's cool. But I have, like, mad respect for the people that literally come from nothing and are constantly pushing themselves because they inspire me, you know? And it's just like, damn, like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
And that's who I'm watching. That's who I'm like, damn, like, I can do that. So, you know, we all start off with having these expectations, and then we start to focus outward with our expectations. So we're like, oh, well, that person failed, so I'm going to fail. Or, you know, my parents don't think I'm going to be able to do it, so whatever, you know? And then instead of, you know, projecting those expectations and cultivating yourself inward,
you know, you're holding yourself back.
Exactly. It's a self journey. It's not your journey. It's not your dreams. It's not what you want to do. And at the end of the day, if it's, for me, for example, if it's a God-given dream, it's going to happen for me because it's something that involves other people. So it's not about me. My dream is not about me. Because at the end of the day, I know that my dream is going to help a whole lot of people. And they're counting on me. All these, like, future people that I don't even know exist are counting on me to succeed. Because if I don't, they will never be able to hear the things that I have to say that might change their life.
I spent a good amount of time earlier on in life, in my younger years, having a lot of doubts, experience, because there were things that I tried to do that I wanted to do previously, and then I actually had people that, like, put me down and talked down to me about it and pretty much just ridiculed me to the point to where I stopped. But as I got older, and the more and more things that I learned about myself, the more and more things that I learned just through life experiences in general, I got to the point, I was like, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck every single one of them. I've got to the point now where it's like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I have goals. I have plans and ideas. There's things that I want to do. I'm going to try that shit. And if anybody wants to be negative, they want to try and put me down or not support me in any kind of way, I don't fucking need you. You don't need to be in my life. If you're not going to support me, you're not going to help me, you're not going to cheer me on, or you're not going to try and talk with me about things to either A, kind of tweak some things out to help make what I'm doing better, or just be a supportive friend or person in general, fuck you. I don't fucking need you. Who the fuck are you? Nobody. I don't need you in my life. I don't need you in my circle. You can take all that bullshit. You can stand at attention, execute an about face, and step the fuck on.
Take your negative energy with you.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's like, even just speaking, like, on a personal level, like, even with, like, this podcast, even with, like, the blog that I have, pretty much with anything that really that I've been trying to do for myself, the level of support that I have from, like, my family is non-existent. They don't listen to my podcast. They don't share anything. They don't comment on anything. If I have literally anything good that's going on, like, I'll maybe get, like, a like on something. Maybe. And then, like, the friends that I think I have, you know, they don't share my stuff. They don't say anything about it. They don't listen to my podcast either. You know, and then, like, if I talk about it, they're like, oh, you know, that's good. So are they really my friends, or are they more acquaintances? You know, so it's yeah. just like, it's like people are happy for you when you're not succeeding. People are happy for you when you're at their level and when you literally have nothing to talk about.
And when you're doing better than them.
Yeah, when you're doing better than them, they literally have nothing to say to you. They're just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it feels almost uncomfortable to be around that and to like try to like have a conversation where it's like, yeah, I'm doing this and this and this and this. And it's almost like you're bragging about what it is that you're doing. And it shouldn't feel like that.
No, you know, and since you said that, like that's another thing that people have said to me over the years. The confidence I had in myself and the way that I talked about things that I wanted to do or other things that I was doing that was actually like successful or I was actually achieving some of the things that I wanted to do, some people had took that and they completely flipped it, saying that I was just arrogant, I was talking about myself, I was bragging, I was just full of myself. And then like I like took a step back, and I'm not gonna lie, like for a little bit I was like, am I really? Like, you know, you just can't help but think about it. But then, like, I started looking at them, and then I started, like, looking at, like, what they were doing with their lives and things that they had done. I'm like, well, you fuckers ain't doing shit. And that's one of those things that you're absolutely right. It's like when you are on the same playing field with people with, I'm going to go ahead and say it, mediocrity. If you are mediocre, you're just living life, you're just waking up, going to work, and going to bed every night, that's you as a person, anybody that's doing that same exact thing, they'll be happy for you because you're doing what they're doing. The moment you do something that is better than what they're doing, the moment you do something that outshines them, anything positive, then all of a sudden they want to start being negative. And then they want to see you fail. People get more happy about seeing you fail than they do when you succeed.
You know, there's like this like phrase or whatever that says, every person I meet is a reflection of myself. And that is so true when it comes to the level where you're at. So like if all we're being met with is negativity and mediocreness, like then that's where we're at right now, you know? And it's like, that's who we have around us, and that's not where we should be. Because it's like literally people that are not succeeding in life, not doing anything different. And everybody's level of success is completely different
right.
from, you know, you and I. Like, you don't have to want to have, you know, like, you don't have to want to be a CEO of a company. You don't have to want to, like, you know, have all this money or have all this, like, whatever. Like, your level of success might look like, you know, just clearing off your debt or, you know, saving a little here and there or, you know, whatever. But just because your level of success doesn't look like mine, should it mean that, you know, I put you down or you put me down? It's just not where we're going to conflict, you know, when it comes to the kind of success that we want. And if you're not somebody that can help me get there, then your opinion literally has nothing to do with me, and I don't really care about it. But I will kind of like distance myself, you know, from that because that's not where I want to be. I want to be up here, and you want to like live comfortably right here. So I'm going to distance myself from that, and you know, and then start to surround myself with people that I can have these conversations with, to where it doesn't feel like I'm bragging, to where it doesn't feel like I'm being pulled back into being mediocre.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Me in particular, though, I will add that my cut you out of my life game is high score. Like I don't have time for that. I don't have the patience. I don't have the time. Life is too short, and I have. Over the years, I have learned a lot about myself and life and things about people that I have no problem cutting people out of my life. If you're that kind of negative person and you're trying to bring me down, or in like everything that you just explained about people that are supposed to be your friends or supposed to be in your corner, if you are not supporting me and you're not being what an actual friend is supposed to be, and you're being that kind of negative, that gone, bye. I have no problem cutting people in my life, and then wake up the next day like completely like they never existed. I don't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Like, another thing about, you know, wanting to accomplish your goals is that if you don't, nothing will change. Sometimes, like, you're in a situation where you have no other option but to change.
Yeah.
You know, you've always done, you know, certain things. You've always been in certain situations, and you continue to give power to your circumstances. And you allow your circumstances to run you, you know, and you make excuses. Well, it's like, oh, well, my car broke down, you know, so I can't. Or, like, I'm always late because X, Y, Z. You know, it's just like continuing to give that power to your circumstances is never going to get you to where you need to be, because you're not taking responsibility for yourself. You know, like, I have, like, soldiers that, you know, when I was a platoon sergeant, where they would be late to formation, and I'd be like, well, why are you late? And, well, there was, like, all this traffic, you know, at the gate. And it's like, if you go through the same gate every single day, and you know that that gate gets really hectic around a certain time, especially during PT hours, you might want to leave the house earlier than you should.
What a concept. What a concept.
I know. It's so crazy, right? It blows my mind that nobody else thinks of this. But just the fact that, like, you know, like, they're like, oh, well, you know, you don't understand. I live, like, 30 minutes away. Or, like, there's always a reason, and there's always, like, it's never their fault.
Yeah.
Why they're late. It's never their fault why, you know, they are in the situation that they are in. And, you know, I need to cater to, you know, their circumstance. And I need to cut them some slack. When it's like, nah, dude, like, if you know that you're that type of person that, you know, either wakes up late, or, you know, you live far away, so you know you need to leave in time. You know that that gate is always going to be crowded. You know that in the mornings you somehow mysteriously cannot find your PC or your PC bill or whatever. You know, then put it, like, do this, like, process to set yourself up for success. You know, like, put your clothes out, you know, the night before. Set your alarm the night before. Like, make sure that everything that you need is right by the door, so you're not running around like a crazy person. Because whatever you do and how you start your morning is going to set the tone for the rest of the day.
Yep.
You can have, like, a mindset shift, yeah, like, after everything has happened, but you are already, like, in, like, that negative space, and that is just, like, literally it spirals for, like, the rest of the day, and that's how you end up having, like, a really shitty day. But take responsibility for yourself and for, you know, and not allowing your circumstances to run you. So it's just, it's all about you,
right?
You know, it's all about what you, the discipline level that you have in order for you to be able to succeed. Even if it's like a small success, like, that's freaking amazing. Like, I'm not saying that you have to go from, like, right here to CEO within, like, a month or a year or whatever. There's, like, freaking steps to this thing, and you should be celebrating the level of every level that you have, like, unlocked in your life should be celebrated. You know,
take those victories, however small or big that they are, celebrate them, add that to your positivity and the motivation for yourself to keep going. So you said having that level of discipline, that right there is a big, big contributing factor. It's not always about motivation. It's not always about, you know, like, the happiness. Like, you're not always going to be motivated. You're not always going to be amped up. But the discipline that discipline that you develop for yourself is going to be the driving factor that keeps you in the fight for all the times that you're feeling down, for the times that you're not motivated, you're struggling, you're feeling down, or you're tired, or you had a speed bump, or you failed at something that has a part to do with what you're trying to accomplish. All of these things, you're not always going to be motivated, but that level of discipline, though, that discipline is going to be that driving factor. And if you don't have that discipline to keep going, then you're not going to succeed.
Love it. All right. Well, I think this concludes this week's episode. This has been great.
It has.
I love that. I really like that. You know, so dream outside your comfort zone. Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. You have everything you need within you. I am Anna Valencia.
I'm Rob Sepulveda.
And this is the Possibilitarian Podcast.